Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula, and this is Enter the Chat, where every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. we focus on local athletes, local coaches, with a local perspective on sports and hip-hop. Right here on Enter the Chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with Greta Hayes, mother of North Carolina State's Madison Hayes, who's in the NCAA tournament. Greta Hayes says Enter the Chat on Power 94.
What's going on, y'all? You have entered the chat with me and our first parent interview with Miss Greta Hayes, the mother of Madison Hayes, the senior guard at NC State. Miss Hayes, how busy has your week been so far with the Sweet 16 happening and all that, all the festivities going on?
Man, we have been so busy. We just got back from the round of 64 and 32 yesterday, I guess about 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to, you know, get back to work, get everybody back to school at home, and then booking flights and hotels, getting ready to head to Portland this weekend.
I was going to say, have you gotten a chance to go to any of the games in person, or have you just been watching on TV? But I guess that answers it right there. You've been planning flights and kind of just juggling that around too.
Yes. So one of the reasons, fortunately for us, Madison wanted to be closer to home when she selected NC State, you know, so that we could attend the games. Her dad and I have always been heavily involved since she and her brothers and sisters have played all their sports. She's, yes, pretty much at everything that they play or that they're involved in. And so we've probably missed, I think, 3 of her games this year, and those of like Boston College, Miami, and I can't remember the other one, but pretty much we're on the road. We went to St. Thomas over Thanksgiving and surprised her for her birthday. We try to be there, you know, even though she's gotten a little bit older, especially with it being her senior year. We try to show up and support.
Definitely, especially since it's her senior year, right? You want to make all the games that you can to be in support. And what has it been like to watch her journey up to this point in her career, from little league basketball to now?
This makes me so happy. I mean, as a parent, to watch your child, you know, start out in recreation sports, and, you know, we had her in everything throughout our department. I work for the city of Chattanooga. I'm the director of recreation. So anything that popped up in our department, you know, we had she and her sister McKenna in, and then now we have her younger siblings in. But they love sports. They love anything with a ball. And just to watch her grow as a person off the court, and then to watch her skill set and just the determination, watch the sacrifices that she's made, the discipline, the hours that she's put in training. People don't understand what athletes really go through. I mean, they see the product, you know, on TV, you know, they see the wins, but they don't understand the late nights in the gym, the early mornings in the gym. They don't understand the heartaches and the failures and the times that they question, you know, did they make right decisions? You know, can they do this? I mean, they have all those human moments that we as parents get to see. And to get her to, you know, to get to watch her celebrate, you know, these victories and move on in advance to the Sweet 16 is really, really a great memory that I will always cherish.
Like you said, the parents and everyone on the you know, the fans get to see the wins, the losses. You see what's, like you said, on the screen. You don't see the workouts put in or the training put in the summers and the off season, because no one really pays attention to the off season. Once the season's over, the season's over, and you as, yes, a parent get to see what that looks like and all the prep that goes in and the studying and studying alone with school, but then studying your sport as well. And you've kind of, I'm sure, been on that end of it as well, with helping studying not only for school but for the sport as well.
Yeah, and it's a load. I mean, you know, there are days, you know, they won, just as an example, you know, here they win the game against Tennessee the other night. They literally get up, go to sleep. They're back on the plane headed to Portland the next morning. You know, so Wes and his staff, they do a really good job of trying to keep them in a routine. The week that they were in the tournament, playing the first 2 games in NC State, they're in a hotel. They treat those as away games. But like during the week, you know, she gets up, she goes to classes. They have workouts following. They have weightlifting afterwards. They have tutoring. They have to meet with their academic coaches. Then they have study hall if they're required to do that in the evenings, which is usually like their freshmen and sophomores that have to do that. Study hall. Then you have a few hours, you know, to do something on your own, and then it's time to go to bed, and then, you know, rinse and repeat for the next day. So it is, you know, constant demands. And so I think people get caught up of, you know, and that's what I think is beautiful about her always trying to share that with young people. You know, know, and then if you don't do what you're supposed to do in the classroom, you don't get to the rewards of getting to play on the court, you know. And so she's really focused in and locked in on that. And I'm really proud that she's been, you know, on the academic honor roll all but one of her semesters while she's been in NC State. So I'm super proud of that.
Of course, because academics come first, right? Academics, then your sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned making the right decisions, and she started her career at Mississippi State, but then transferred to NC State, where you mentioned Coach Wes is the coach now, but was the former coach of the UTC Mocs here. Did that play a factor in her decision to transfer to NC State?
Not really him being here. I think they knew of each other. Actually, Nikki West, that is on Wes's staff right now, his assistant associate coach, she is the first one that ever, first coach to ever reach out to Madison regarding a recruitment in the eighth grade when she was at East Hamilton. And she was at NC State then and, you know, just started that relationship that far back. You know, when it didn't work out at Mississippi State, Madison had decided that she didn't want to go through that recruiting process all over again. NC State, Louisville, I think Carolina and Tennessee and South Carolina were, you know, in her top choices. And it was just then deciding, you know, were those, did they have positions open? And not only did they have positions open, but in her position, and then making a, you know, what she felt like was the best choice for her. But they had a great relationship. Wes is so sarcastic. It's so funny watching them. You know, I've got videos to where, you know, them telling jokes to each other, and they just have such a genuine relationship. It's bigger than just player coach, and I think that's what she really wanted out of her experience, was to have that relationship. And that's what drove both choices, honestly, for her to go to Mississippi State with Vic Schaefer, and then the selection to go to NC State, was she wanted that genuine relationship. She wanted somebody to push her, to be hard on her, to help her get to that next level, because she does want to go pro.
Of course. And that player coach relationship is, when it's just that player coach relationship, that's so base level. But once you get that deep connection, you can get a lot more from your player that way. And I think that's kind of what coach was doing there. But also, you know, it builds your trust, like player to coach trust, where you can go out and play your game and know that you're in the best situation that you can be. And I didn't realize that she was being recruited that early in eighth grade. So that's pretty awesome as well.
She played on a fantastic AAU team with, you know, Jazz Massengill, Elizabeth Falcon that played at Duke, Ryan Howard, Treasure Hunt. I mean, they were loaded. So Madison wasn't probably as far ahead at that time, skill set wise, but her just being able to play with those young ladies, and they helped, you know, really, I think, enhance the ability that she had and made her a better player.
What advice would you give to parents of athletes, maybe steps to help success or help with stress? Because I know being a mom, watching her play on TV or in person at that level can be kind of stressful. So what advice would you give parents?
To not be their coach. I think you have to understand, and it took me a while to learn that, because I played basketball. My husband played basketball. And you can sometimes, innocently, you want something for your child so badly, you have to step back and let them enjoy the game. And you have to let a coach coach. I think our job as parents is to get them in the right situations with the right coaches that are going to teach them and help develop them as a person and as a player. And we have to let them do their job and be there to support your child, give them feedback, but not let your relationship with your child always be about the sport, because then that's something that you are going to miss later on. You're going to look back and say, well, you know, I missed all this time because 95% of our relationship was talking about, you know, a sport. And I missed out, you know, that she liked this boy in school. I missed out that she really wanted to go to this school, you know. And that's one thing that Madison and I have started, you know, like we learned talking through these things, you know, like when she got to Mississippi State, was she and I have gotten so much closer, because during the week, we don't talk about basketball at all. Sunday nights is when we talk about basketball, and we just kind of make it our day. We talk about basketball. We talk about what went great that week, what went, you know, not so great that week. But during the week, it's just she and I, like, and we talk literally a couple times a day. But it's usually about school, or, you know, going to the mall, or something happened, you know, at our house that I'm telling her about. But that's really helped our relationship. And that would be my advice to parents, is they only get to be this age once, and just to keep this focus that it is just a sport and it's only a part of who they are. It's not who they are. That would be my advice.
I think that was the perfect answer to that of like, be more of a parent. I mean, be there as a support for sure, but coaches are coaches for a reason, right? And then you can obviously help them at home. I think that was like the best answer you could have ever given to that question, of course. But yeah, thank you so much for taking your time and speaking into what it's like to be the parent of a college athlete, let alone one that's going to the Sweet 16 in this huge, you know, nationwide tournament that everyone's paying attention to right now.
Of course, I'm just thrilled to do it. I'm happy that you all asked me to share my thoughts and just always being so supportive of Madison and her journey, and love Chattanooga. She loves Chattanooga, and just really appreciate the opportunity.